Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome once again to Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of Your Health Unbound, and today I'm with Melissa Adams. She is a fitness and nutrition coach and holding a sports management diploma as well as a fitness and nutrition accredited diplomas, who works successfully with clients from all walks of life on their unique health and fitness journey. She's an avid public speaker on maximizing your lifestyle. Melissa is passionate about her family unit, orienting it around nurturing a healthy lifestyle. She's also a business owner in the health and fitness industry. She was diagnosed with SLE in 1996 when she was 16 years old. Melissa firmly believes that everyone is blessed with special gifts and talents, and when this is maximized, you get the best you. You'll be amazed at what you can achieve once you've maxed your potential. Today, she has evidenced how a changed mindset and adjustment of willpower can lead to maxed you, body, soul, and spirit. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you so much, Angela, for having me.
It's great to have you here, yes. So I want to talk more about how you got to where you are, especially about your diagnosis with lupus when you were 16. I'm certain that was a challenging thing to happen at such a young age.
Yes, it was. So growing up in the early years, grew up in a good home. I was the middle child. At that time, we didn't know about middle child syndrome. That came out later. Had God-fearing parents, or have God-fearing parents, and I was always a sickly child. So whenever we'd go on holiday, or every month, there'd be something wrong with me. And yes, as you've mentioned with what happened to you, the same thing happened to me, where we'd go to doctors and they would just treat the symptoms. Until in my teens, when I got the flu. And when I got the flu, I had the medication and the antibiotics, which I took for over 2 weeks, and it wasn't going away. Until my joints started pulling stiff and I started having white abrasions and marks on my body, the doctor said, okay, now I don't know what's happening. I think now you need to go to the hospital and do some blood tests. And once they did that, that took about 2 weeks to do all the bloods. Thank goodness my physician is very thorough in what he does. Then the diagnosis came of you have systematic erythematosus, systematic lupus erythematosus, as known as SLE. At that time, you know, sometimes bedside manner of doctors are not that great. I know with a lot of my clients and my group, they all just say, doctors say you have lupus, you might die, but you can have a life. And, you know, that's what they tell you. And obviously with this disease being new in the country, or to us, we didn't know what this is. And the explanation we got was very scientific. It wasn't in, you know, layman's terms, so we could understand. So that was a definite shock there, because do you mean I'm going to die? Am I not going to live a proper life? Am I not going to get married? Am I not going to have children? And what he did say to me, it says you need to stay out of the sun because UV will trigger a flare. And I'm a very active person in terms of the sport field. I do whatever team sport there is to play, I'm there. I do it. So I played netball, I played tennis, I played squash, I did swimming, I did all types of sport, and I loved it because that's where I found myself. And now they took that away. This disease took that away. So it threw me completely off. And it took me about 10 weeks to get back on my feet, to get back to school again. Still very depressed about everything. And even at that time, I had to make a decision to, you have to have faith, Melissa. You need to look after yourself. take your medication, confess your faith and your prayer and your healing, and do what you need to do. And that's what I did. So I still ended up playing my sport, living my life out in terms of the sports field, and I was fine. So it was being managed well. When I got into my 20s, I went downhill again. I was told, Melissa, you're not going to have a baby because with lupus, you have a lot of blood clotting and it can put you and the baby at risk. When I fell pregnant when I was 25 years old, something very unexpected because we weren't planning it, but it was a beautiful pregnancy. I had no issues. What the affirmations I said every day is, thank you, Lord, for a healthy, bouncy baby boy. And I think that word bouncy I should have left out because, yo, Mr. Busybody. But yeah, no, he's a healthy child. He's 13 years old now. And and I thank God for him every day because he is a real blessing to us. 30s was a bit of a downfall for me, Angela. It really got bad.
When you say that the doctors are giving you all this bad news and you're reaffirming your faith here that, you know, God's going to help you through this, did you also take some other steps holistically, you know, whether it's, you know, changing up what you ate or what you, you know, the things you did or the medications you may have been taking?
No, I didn't. I didn't. And I think that's where I actually got worse because I was still doing the same thing I was doing, although I was believing for healing, and it doesn't work like that. It needs to work all together for it to actually work. So in my 30s, it was a bit unfortunate. I found out at the age of 37 that I had possibly about 10 plus miscarriages already. I had an appendix removal. I had 3 kidney operations in my 30s. So it was a real, it's a terrible time. Until 2 years ago, I said, oh, hell no, I've had enough. And then I decided, okay, let's look into this avenue. Let's go back to what your passion is in fitness and health, and let's pursue that. And that's what I did. The key to that was being consistent in everything you do, being mindful, taking into account what goes into your body. I lost weight. I got my confidence back. I started feeling and looking a lot better, and I didn't land up in hospital again.
Well, that's so great. I'm really happy to hear that you actually made some great strides just by doing things yourself, because I think that's very reaffirming to people who are in the middle of having treatments by doctors and they think there's no other avenue. You're living proof that there are other avenues to go through. Can you give us a little example of like what you changed up, like what were you doing that you started to change to something else?
So with my eating habits, the fitness and health program that I bought, I was taught or I learned about the calorie deficit that you need to take into account. So the foods I started eating, I decreased on the processed food because I don't really like cooking. So we ended up buying takeaways most of the time. So that needed to slow down. We needed to taper that down. So that's what I started doing. And then I really started pushing myself hard in the gym. Really. And that was all body weight training that I was focused on. It was hell, I can tell you that. But once I was done that, I could feel that feel-good hormones being released and that stress being released out of my body, which helped me feel better.
Well, that's one thing I do tell my clients. I think we're at different age spans of probably clients. Mine are towards the 50s and above, and they may not have exercised in years because it's just not something they do. They can't jump into that, you know, full speed ahead type of thing. So we do it incrementally, and they find that once they hit their stride, how much better they're feeling. It even is almost that boost over and above having good nutrition, because it does kick on those serotonin levels, the dopamines, to get you the feel good. The whole thing just feels so great that you just want to keep doing it. And that's really what you need to do. You need to trigger those things in order for you to want to keep doing them over and over again.
That's correct. And that's where you start seeing results. And that's where you're wanting to go further, because the results are just going to get better and better.
Right. So I understand you have this philosophy about a get max. Tell me what that means.
We all have so much potential in us. Do we actually realize what gifts are in us if we don't actually put ourselves out there and take that step of faith in trying to lift up that weight that you thought you could never lift up before, or do a push-up that you never thought you could ever do, or, you know, start a business, you know?
So you know, whatever it is that you would find to fulfill yourself,
yes,
no matter what it is, that's going to be the opportunity to max your lifestyle out.
That's right. And I strongly believe, I think I have that on my website where I say, without struggle, there is no progress. You don't move to the next level if you haven't passed the exam of the process or the step that you're in. And you've got to challenge yourself. I mean, this time that I'm in and trying to grow my business, I am being challenged from every angle. But I tell you, when I have those conversations I need to have, when I send those emails out that I aimed to send out at the end of the day, I feel so much stronger and more confident when I speak to people, because the more I do it, the better I get. And in that, I know I can share my message, because within me there's a lot of passion and willingness to help those that don't think much of themselves. They don't think they have much to add to this world. You do. You've got, what you have is going to help somebody else. Let's find out what that is.
Exactly. I think too many people are in that comfort zone, and I think, and I'm going to probably botch the actual phrase, but it's, you can't be successful until you get out of your comfort zone. You can stay in that comfort zone, live a perfectly healthy, happy life. Excuse me. You can live a life that is worthwhile, but you won't maximize it until you step out of that comfort zone and do those things that stretch you, because I think we all have potential and not everybody taps into that potential. And that's what your focus is driving people towards their potential.
That's right. And it's as you're helping somebody else, but you're actually making yourself so much more happy and you feel so much more fulfilled by serving other people. When I go and I do hospital visits, which I never thought I would do, other lupus patients, it's really a blessing to them to have somebody there that cares, that knows about this illness, and that they can identify and talk to, because sometimes the families and the supportive systems is not there. They don't understand what's happening. And in that, you're already empowering the person to say, hey, she looks healthy. Perhaps, you know, I can also get there. Tell me how you do it, Melissa.
And I'm certain that you get a lot out of that too. And I think a lot of people feel like if they give, they'll not receive anything. But the truth is, the more you give, generally the more you do receive, because it is just the way of the world. You put it out there in the universe and it comes back to you. So, you know, I really applaud you for going out and visiting lupus patients and sharing your story with them, because I think it is true. It will empower them to help, you know, change their mindset that you don't have to be sick. You can do something yourself about it.
Yeah, that's right.
So I know you're also, as you said, you're a business person and you're in the fitness industry, but I also know that you're out there trying to spread the word about health, and you have a summit called Healthy and Whole. So I want to give you the opportunity to tell us all about it, you know, what it's about, who's joining you, anything you can share with us.
Sure. So this summit is basically a platform where the listeners will get to understand all aspects of how food, exercise, and your body interact with each other. So we get to know what healthy looks like and what it feels like, because we have a lot of medication that we need to take for this and for that. But at the same time, all our illnesses are also increasing in the world. It's not getting better. So something has got to give. Something's got to get better. And in that, by educating and empowering the listeners and even those with autoimmune illnesses as well, you can make a change. And by having all these different approaches and viewpoints, like from paleo to keto to vegetarianism to nutrition to mental mental wellness, to different types of exercises you can do. You know, it's a very broad spectrum, but you as the listener can actually make a decision of what suits your lifestyle, what suits your pocket, and what suits your culture. But it is a stepping stone to start understanding what you need to do to get on the healthy path for your life, for a better life for you and your family.
I think that is so true. And I think that's great that you have all these different, have this variety of people who are going to offer different perspectives, because it does come down to the individual. Each person should listen and take what is valuable for themselves. You don't have to do everything. You have to do what's right for you. And the only way to do that is to try out these different methods. And so if you've never tried any of them, you might try some and say, that's not for me. And then you might try something else and say, hey, this really works. I'm going to go down this path. And there you also have been introduced to a person, you know, one of your guests, one of your speakers, who you can then, you know, go and follow and learn more about what is working for you. Because I always say, you know, find somebody you trust, follow them, see if it works for you. And if so, just keep doing it. You just, you know, keep repeating that. You're going to be successful. So giving them the opportunity for this variety of people who have all the different, have the nutrition, the physical fitness, the mental mindset, all that together is just going to be beneficial, because everybody gets some little nugget somewhere. And then you might find something you've never found before, but it works for you. So that's really important. So when does this summit start?
So the summit will start on the 4th of November. And it will run over 21 days, where we will be releasing one talk every day so that the listener can actually take in what's been said and take action as well. So every expert will be giving away a free gift, which they can, you know, it can be submission, forms to fill out, surveys to fill out, and then ebooks as well. There's quite a few different ones, but it's definitely something that's going to get you towards your healthy you.
Well, I think that's a fabulous thing to have all these experts. I mean, 21 days of experts who are going to offer you different perspectives on the ways to get yourself healthy and whole. Plus, you get free gifts that introduce you to their way of thinking. And if this person meshes with you, I encourage you to follow that. Certainly follow Melissa. She's got a lot of information to give you. And there will be a link below this podcast that you'll be able to go and register for the summit. And I highly encourage you. I thank Melissa for inviting me on her summit, because that's going to be a, you know, added bonus to me that we get to share our, we have some similar background with both on the autoimmune spectrum. So we had a great conversation, and I encourage you to join in and listen to not only our conversation, but all 21 conversations. And I think that will be a benefit for just about everybody who listens to it.
So excited about this summit. And I thank you so much for listening.
Well, thank you. Any last words you want to offer people, something, you know, you want a nugget of help for them?
Trust yourself. I think you know what is best for you. And when you feel confident in that, lean towards it and go deep into it, because you're a treasure and you need to be treasured.
That's awesome. I love that. Thank you, Melissa. I really appreciate you being here.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening once again to another episode of Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins. And until next time, be well.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/Angela Atkins HN Coach. We'll see you next time.